This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Yeah, that would be a little embarrassing, don't you think?
What's that?
You got a little groupie saying, "Hey, handsome, I saw you on stage. You rock. Do you want to come to my room?" "Oh, I just got to go ask my father. I'm only 12.
Yeah.
Dad, is it okay?
Yeah. Go ahead, son.
You're only 12?
Yeah.
Is your dad?
Class is in.
Rock School on the radio, the antiquated radio, the radio with the radio in front of you and not on the iPodial device, unless you're listening on podcast. I'm Joe Burns. What's your name over there?
I'm nervous.
Yeah, why are you nervous?
Because we got half of the female listening population angry at us because of all the smack that we talked last week about Mother's Day.
I'm just saying I wanted Father's Day equal to Mother's Day. I wasn't trying to bring down, I wasn't Title IX-ing Mother's Day.
No,
just,
that wasn't our intention at all.
I
but you
Father's
know,
Day brought up.
Yeah, but it always gets blown out of proportion. You know that, so I'm just a little anxious.
Well, no, we'll have some fun this time. We won't do anything this week that will upset anybody. Let me look at my notes. Yeah, we're going to upset somebody this week. Okay. This is from a book I have called The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time, Fan's Guide to the Stuff You Love to Hate, by Jimmy Gutterman, I think that's how you say it, and Owen O'Donnell.
All right.
Okay. Jimmy Gutterman also wrote another book called The Best Rock and Roll Record of All Time. Now, that one I've never read.
The best and the worst. Huh?
Right. But this one, The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time, A Fan's Guide to the Stuff You Love to Hate.
Okay.
If you get into this book, came out in 1991, if you get into this book, there is a little section called The 33 and a Third Rules. Get it? 33 and a Third, LP. 33 and a Third Rules of Rock and Roll. Loved it. I think it's the best section in the book.
Really?
And what I've decided to do is use the 33 and a third rules of rock and roll and see how many you agree with, how many you disagree with, and play some songs off of them and see if we can't roll through a show and just have a little bit of fun at these people's expenses. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. These are not ours.
No.
These are from Gutterman and O'Donnell from that book.
Okay, roll.
Number one, do not retain your band's name if the most important members have left the group or died.
Oh.
Does anyone, even Pete Townsend, really like anything The Who has recorded since Keith Moon died in 1978? People who did it right, Led Zeppelin, The Doors, Nirvana. People who did it wrong, Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Who, In Excess. And they picked out In Excess specifically because of J.D. Fortune.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Michael Hutchin really is the voice of that.
So basically he's saying Nirvana did it right because after Kurt Cobain died, Dave Grohl broke apart and went and formed
Foo Fighters.
And that's
right.
How he's supposed to do it.
Shouldn't have gone on. When the main person is gone, you become a whole new band.
Yeah, that's
right.
True. I think I agree with that. What
do you
say?
Agree with that one? I do too. In Excess with Hutchins. Here you go. The one thing from Shabu Shabu right here, Rock School. All right, let's do a few of them here. The 33 and a third rules of rock and roll. Well,
thanks, President Reagan.
Thank you.
What you got? I love that song by Inks.
So do I. I called them, I guess it was on the air when they first came out. I guess I was in college. I called them Inix.
Inix?
Yeah.
I heard that one too.
Yeah. Number two, do not sing a song about Elvis.
Why?
That's what he says. Black Velvet, Alana Miles, Back to Tupelo, Mark Knopfler.
Wait, don't sing a song about him or by him?
Oh, about him.
Okay.
Hound Dog Man by Roy Orbison, House of Cards, He Was the King, Neil Young, Walking in Memphis, Mark Cohn. I kind of like Graceland by Paul Simon, Man in the Moon by R.E.M. Number three of the 33 and a third rules of rock and roll. Do not record for Arista Records. That's
Why?
What he says. He says here, Clive Davis's label was an absolute haven for art rock has-beens eager to pillage.
Wow.
GTR, remember them? You pronounced it guitar.
Guitar, yeah.
Yeah, it was Steve Hackett's and Genesis and Steve Howe's sort of last go crazy. Anderson Buford Wakeman, Arista's flagship new artist of all time, Milli Vanilli, that kind of thing.
Okay,
number four.
All right.
Rock and roll songs with an orchestral choir are horrible.
No, they're not.
Well,
no, they're not.
How about I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner?
Oh, wait a minute. A choir.
A choir.
I thought you meant a symphony.
It says here the sole exception is the Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want.
No.
Outside of that, they're all horrible.
You can't make a rule and then say, oh, there's one exception. No, it doesn't work like that.
Well, I kind of agree with that one exception. Because that's a young boys choir. It's really well done.
No, I love the song. So that means you shouldn't even have that in there as a rule.
No,
you can't say, like, there is no running with the exception of Usain Bolt.
I think it's even worse now that you have videos and you can actually show the entire group of people in the long purple robes with the one guy out front going crazy as the conductor and
I like that.
No, see, I don't.
One guy has control over all those vocals.
Well, I think that's great. And as a gospel choir, great. But you don't cram them behind Foreigner.
Yeah.
Number five, rock lyrics are not poetry. They are rock lyrics. See Sting, see Bono, see, you know. And the one we're going to play, number six. The quality of a rock and roll song is inversely proportional to the number of instruments on it. Remember my own personal rule that said rock bands should only be three people?
Yes.
This is him agreeing with it.
Okay.
The quality of a rock and roll song is inversely proportional to the number of instruments that are on it.
In other words, the more people you have in the band, the worse the song will actually be.
He gives one exception.
You can't do that!
I didn't write this list! He did!
What's the exception?
Van Morrison. It's a Marvelous Night for a Moon Dance. Here you go. Rock School.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves with you, my love.
You don't agree with this?
I'm not liking these authors, and I'll tell you why.
Why not?
There's already been two rules of rock and roll that have had exceptions.
At least my rules were state.
Yeah, if it's a concrete rule, there shouldn't be an exception.
Even if you disagree with it, you got to at least respect it.
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, it sounds to me like there's nothing more than just an attempt to bring this artist and spotlight them in this awesome spotlight. Like, here's the rule, but these guys are the exception.
Right.
Just why don't you just have rule number six? Van Morrison is awesome.
That'd be a good rule.
Just do that one.
Well, he is awesome.
Okay,
he really is.
I for one happen to disagree with that rule because you're basically
that
saying
Van Morrison
that,
is awesome.
No. About the three piece band is the best thing. You know, because then you're saying that Metallica is no good.
No, Aerosmith I never said that. No wasn't good. My rule.
Are you saying all three pieces are better than a five?
Three
piece?
Piece is the best way to go. If the talent isn't there, go with four.
I disagree, but I respect you for sticking your grounds to say yes. Three piece is the way to go. That's it. Bar none. No exceptions. These guys give exceptions. You know, they would be horrible property managers.
Why is that?
Rent is due on the first. No exceptions. Except...
unless you're really pretty.
Except that guy over there.
Okay.
It doesn't work like that.
Guy's really pretty. Number seven. Rock stars are not actors. David Bowie in Labyrinth. Nope. Sting, Quadrophenia. Glenn Frey, Miami Vice. Cher won an Oscar for Moonstruck.
Really?
Beyonce. She did, yeah. Beyonce and Austin Powers, Chris Isaac tried a little bit, Mick Jagger and Free Jack, Prince and Purple Rain, Bette Midler and Beaches and The Rose, Sebastian Bach was in the Gilmore Girls, Madonna and League of Her Own, Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, Meatloaf, Queen Latifah, Will Smith, etc., etc., etc.
No. Yeah. Cher did wonderful in Mask.
That's true. She did.
Barbara Streisand was in the sequel to Meet the Parents.
I'm going
to
stop you right there.
Why?
Number eight.
She was funny.
Number eight. Actors are not rock stars.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. Patrick Swayze. She's Like the Wind, which I introduced normally as She's Breaking Wind.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe. Keanu Reeves with Dog Star. Juliette Lewis is trying a singing career now. Have you heard that stuff?
Oh.
Wow, it really is. Throw it against a wall, see if it sticks.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, Johnny Depp, the Blues Brothers, who I actually kind of like. Eddie Murphy. Remember his little run, Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton, Kevin Bacon and the Bacon Brothers, Bill Paxton, Martini Ranch, Frank Stallone, Don Johnson, Jamie Foxx, and this guy. He tried. Man, did he try. He even got names behind him. Bruce Willis had an album called The Return of Bruno.
Really?
He really did. Believe it or not, I brought some.
What?
Here you go. Just to prove the point, here's Bruce Willis on Rock School.
Now I have officially heard it all.
Well, I never thought
I'd hear the day where you would introduce Bruce Willis on Rock School.
Proven a point.
No, I realize.
Just proven a
point. I agree with that point more than I agree with the previous one. I don't believe
rock stars are not actors.
Well, you know, there are a couple that can probably pull it off. But yeah, actors should not try to go and get a singing career.
Just, I agree. Just if you're just goofing off.
Stick to the script.
I guess. If you're just goofing off, mm-hmm. I guess. You know, I got a band on the side I have a good time with.
Sure.
That's fine. But don't, like, get a contract and try to really specifically do it.
True.
I'm not really sure that some of these guys are really trying to do it.
The only person that probably came close is Jared Leto or Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how expansive his acting career was because I don't really know a whole lot of what he's done cinema-wise. But the band's really cool.
Well, I guess.
I think so.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Super groups aren't.
Huh?
I don't agree with that one
Chicken
either.
Chickenfoot?
Them Crooked Vultures?
Democracy?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Why?
I'm not sure. Oh, that was put together by VH1 and it never congealed.
It's still a super group.
I guess it did, but it never was super. Cream. There you go. How about that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of super groups that actually were. People laugh at this, but Asia was their first album was brilliant. They went downhill after that. They decided, how can we make hits? And that went down. But their first album was brilliant.
There's another super group with members of Mudvayne and Pantera called Hell Yeah.
But they were great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm not sure I agree with that one here. And one more before we go into our break here. Number 10, from the book, The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time. Stop laughing at me. A Fan's Guide to the Stuff You Love to Hate by Jimmy Guterman and Owen O'Donnell. 10, white rock and roll stars who talk about their R&B roots are lying.
What?
How about that?
Oh, wow.
That's what he says. So, hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. What do you think about this list?
Like I said, some of it's fun, some of it isn't. We'll take a break. Hey, get us on Facebook and become our friends. We're about to pass the 200 mark, and those who become our 200th friend will get a fantastic prize from the KSLU Vault.
What?
That's us. It's an email from Chad and I. We may even photocopy off a picture of us and sign it and send it to you, huh? You got a stamp around here we can use?
Budget cuts.
I know, it's terrible. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, I'm sitting here during the break listening to Chad go on and on about how Mark Wahlberg shouldn't even have been a singer.
I'm just saying, you know, at least he had the ability to poke fun at himself.
Wasn't that in Boogie Nights?
Yeah, man.
You got the touch.
You got the power.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It was.
Let me do a few of these here because we're getting to the bottom of the hour and I got to get through 33 and a half of these things. Number 11, a list is not a song.
A list is not a song.
Most recent violation, Billy Joel's evasive We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah. Number 12, Elvis is dead. Get over it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Twice he's done Elvis in this mm-hmm. thing. Number 13, do not go to art school in order to become a rock star. The Rolling Stones went, Pink Floyd went, you don't have to. Number 14, the more controversial the cause embraced, the more likely the rock star may actually be committed to it. Okay, fine. I get it. But Do you know anyone who actually is in favor of hunger or homelessness or any of that kind of stuff? I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
I actually agree with that one. Number 15, whatever you want to do, Jerry Lee Lewis has already done it and has probably done it better than you're ever going to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and this is the one we're going to finish up on, the one we're going to play to get us to the bottom of the hour. Don't sing a song about your dead parent, especially if that parent was a celebrity. Mm-hmm. This is known as the Hank Williams Jr. rule.
Oh.
Here you go. Here's family tradition right here. Rock School.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few.
Time for 7 days and 70 seconds on these dates, Monday, June 20th, Sunday, June 26th, and it sounds like this. Monday, Chad, go.
Monday, June 20th in 1980, that's when I was born,
yeah.
Bob Dylan releases his Born Again album, Saved.
June 21st, that's a Tuesday, 2001, 10 years ago, John Lee Hooker, maybe one of the greatest blues singer, songwriter, guitarist of all time, dies in his sleep in Los Altos, California.
Wednesday, June 22nd, 1 year later in 1981. Mark David Chapman pled guilty to charges of shooting and killing John Lennon 6 months earlier.
Yeah, 6 months. That's how long that prosecutors decided to put that case together to make it literally airtight. Then he goes ahead and pleads guilty.
Yeah.
Thursday, June 23rd, 55 years ago, Randall Darius Randy Jackson, musician, record producer, and American Idol judge, is born in, can you do it?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Got that, dog. June 24th, 1957, we talked about him earlier, Jerry Lee Lewis entered the U.S. charge for the first time with, what is it?
A lot of shaking going on.
You got it, brother.
All right. Saturday, June 25th, 1967, the Beatles record All You Need Is Love during a worldwide TV link-up on the One World program. A lot of people don't know that. That's a live song.
It is.
Live song. Sunday, June 26, 1975, Sonny and Cher's divorce is finalized, and then Cher goes ahead and marries Greg Almond 4 days later.
Got you, babe.
Hey, yeah, not anymore, I don't. The 33 and a third rules of rock and roll from the book, The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time, A Fan's Guide to the Stuff You Love to Hate by Jimmy Guterman and Owen O'Donnell. We are up to number 17. The rule goes, established artists should not allow family members to be into the band after they become an established band.
I'll agree.
Cher let her son into the band to play guitar. Garth Brooks allowed the sister to play bass.
Oh, I know where you're going with this
one. Led Zeppelin toured with Jason Bonham.
Uh-huh.
And Yoko performed with John on the solo albums. And can you do it?
Yeah.
Who?
Eddie let Wolfgang into the band.
Play bass on the last tour, and he's going to play bass on the next tour. That doesn't help you get beautiful girls. Well, maybe it does for Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Rock School.
Yeah, that would be a little embarrassing, don't you think?
What's that?
You got a little groupie saying, "Hey, handsome, I saw you on stage. You rocked. You want to come to my room?" Oh, God, I'm just gonna go ask my father.
I'm only 12.
Yeah. Dad, is it okay?
Yeah. Go ahead, son.
You're only 12?
Yeah.
Is your dad around?
The 33 and a third rules of rock and roll, and these are from them. Number 18, there is no reason besides greed for an established performer to accept corporate sponsorship. See, now this rule came out in 1991. Mm-hmm. This is before downloading came out.
Mm.
Now I think there is a rule.
There is an essential necessity.
Yeah, now I think there actually is. I think that bands that can get a sponsorship for touring almost has to have it.
Well, dude.
Yeah, it used to be that you either sold records to tour or you toured to sell records.
Right.
One basically played the other one. Now that you have to download song to song, your records just aren't worth that anymore.
That's right.
And if you can find a sponsorship that will actually help pay for your touring,
No doubt.
19, this one I think is still true. Live records, which I don't think you should have a live record until you have, say, four or five studio albums. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have, you know, record, live record. No, you should have four or five studio albums. Live records should truly reflect what a performance actually sounded like when it occurred. Like Van Halen's Live Right Here, Right Now,
uh-huh.
I found out in the Sammy book, was almost completely re-recorded.
Eh.
I mean, I don't mind an overdub here and there to fix a real cuffed note, but the whole thing was almost completely re-recorded. It says here, we loved the Talking Heads Stop Making Sense until we found out how many studios were used for post-production. Also, in the one we're going to play, Kiss Alive, maybe the drums are live. Maybe. And the rest of it, other than the crowd going, almost all re-recorded.
Which you never know. They could have spliced that in.
Could be.
Hey, just, Joe, can you give me some noise from the sound library?
Go get the BBC sound effect library and we'll do it. Here is Kiss, Rock School. Time for another break here on Rock School. Let me read a few more here. Number 20 on this list of 33, videos are commercials. They are not art. They are commercials.
Commercials.
Yeah. Well, they're meant to make people buy the records.
No doubt.
That's all MTV was. One giant commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. I mean, they stopped the videos and they played commercials and they went back to the videos, which are nothing more than commercials for the music. That's what radio is. Radio is always one giant commercial.
Yeah.
They stopped to play commercials to support the radio station. Then they played the music and the people who are in the record companies wanted the music to play. So you would go out and
buy the album.
The music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buy the album. That's what true. Radio is. It's one gargantuan commercial.
It's all about the almighty buck.
It always has been. 22, good politics are not good lyrics. I kind of agree with that. And number 22, because I got to do the next two tandem with one another. Number 22, do not hang out with Jeff Lynne or Dave Stewart.
What?
He says, do not hang out with Jeff Lynne or Dave Stewart. They will produce your record whether you want them to or not. You will have to take part in periodic psychedelic revivals, and you will start dressing with them whether you want to or not. Do you really want to wear a paisley vest and cowboy boots that badly? See Traveling Wilburys and some Tom Petty.
Wow.
And you will sound like Don't Come Round Here No More.
That's funny.
Hello there, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. You run the radio show, and you're good people because of it.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Back in 1 minute. Rock School. Time for a few more songs here on Rock School as we deal with the 33 and a third rules of rock and roll from the book The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time by Jim Gooderman and Owen O'Donnell. Okay, these two go together. Number 20, I guess it's number 23.
Yes.
Formidable hair does not make good rock music.
Wait, what?
Formidable hair.
Formidable hair. Formidable.
Really tough hair does not make really tough rock music. There is one exception. Little Richard.
Here we go.
Oh, come on. You got to agree with that. Little Richard's hair. Maybe the guy from Flock of Seagulls as well. However, that wasn't formidable music. Mm. I ran so far away. And number 24, I guess it is. Formidable technical proficiency on your music instrument is never sufficient, which explains why art rock is so often bad.
Disagree.
Disagree?
Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine.
The hair thing or the technical proficiency?
Technical.
Okay. Well,
he wears a baseball cap.
I kind of agree with you on that one. Here's 10cc, one of the art rockers of all times. Godly and Cream inside of there. It's the things we do for love right here in Rock School. Okay, we're inside of our last 10 minutes, and I'm going to wrap it up. It's going to work out beautifully on time. Here we go. Number 25. Cult artists are not great simply because they're cult artists.
What's a cult artist?
I like these guys because they're only known in Seattle.
Oh,
not everybody knows about them yet, so they're great.
Mm-mm.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
Cult artists are not great simply because they're cult artists and frequently are just as boring and predictable as mainstream artists. Number 26, heavy metal should be fast. This is called the power ballad rule.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 27, this is one's going to upset Ralph so bad.
Go ahead, do it.
Punk happened.
Ooh.
See, he thinks punk still goes on. Punk happened. Get past it.
Oh, wow.
Number 28. If you have recorded more than 3 albums, someone someday will compile it into a box set dedicated to you, and Rolling Stone will give it 4 stars, calling it a grand summary, especially valuable in pristine CD. Number 29. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is an oxymoron. If you want your work recognized in a museum, paint.
Paint.
I like that. And the one we're going to play. Look, you're balding. Just admit it. See Joe Satriani, Michael Stipe, Rob Halford, Seal, Brian Eno, Sinead O'Connor. I like that one. Billy Corrigan, Phil Collins, Moby, Paul Schaefer, Peter Frampton, this guy.
These are the people that all shaved it off.
That's right.
That's some kind of fashion statement.
That's right. And this guy, Peter Gabriel. They shocked a monkey. Rock School. Final break here on Rock School. Let's wrap up the 33 and a third rules of rock and roll from the book, The Worst Rock and Roll Records of All Time, A Fan's Guide to the Stuff You Love to Hate by Jimmy Goodman and Owen O'Donnell. Number 31, love is not all you need. Psychedelic lyrics will never ring true after you've come down.
Wow. Don't pull any punches.
Can't talk. Coming down. Number 32. Do not record cover versions of Motown or Stax Volt's hits. I am personally renaming this rule the Bruce Willis rule.
Yeah.
Okay. And 33rd and a third rule.
Okay.
This is the last one. Rock and roll is but one small part of the music world being made on this planet. Rockers who think their lyrics or their music is changing the world are in fact only reaching an extremely small part of it. And in reality, until the next big thing comes along, you're not really even changing all that much. It's just a song.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are, according to the two people, Gutterman and O'Donnell, the 33 and a third rules of rock and roll. Overall, you agree or disagree?
Some of them I agree. Most of them I do not.
Yeah.
I've lost credibility because of all the exceptions. I don't like the exceptions.
I did like the Richard Penniman exception.
Well.
Formidable hair. Because back then, he had some formidable hair.
Well.
I got to tell you.
That's fine. If there's going to be an exception, then you need to change the rule.
Maybe.
That's my rule.
Let's wrap it up with a song from Bob Seger. You can come back, baby, because rock and roll never forgets. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
See you next week. Class is dismissed.
No exceptions. Sayonara.